was the Cubasonics from Edmonton opening our program from their CD, Four or Play, which is their fourth CD release, and it was just out this past summer. And that is a nice Texas two-step version of a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Mal Yeraz Divchenenku, Once I Had a Girl, and on this CD, it's simply called Hey Hey Ha. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра подається вам із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian. Thank you so much for joining me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, the podcast, or in flight, welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule about the Ukrainian language. We'll have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And since it's December already and Christmas is just around the corner, I know, I'm sorry, but it is. And if you're in need of getting some really nifty Christmas gift ideas, of course, here on Nash Holos, you've got to know I'm going to recommend music. So I'm going to be playing tunes from CDs that I know for a fact are available for purchase right now, and I'll give you the details as we go along. So opening our program was the Cubasonics, and they're selling this new CD. So if you'd like a copy of it, it's got some great tunes on it, and so do their previous three as well. So if you're interested, just drop me a line at producer@noshholos.com and I'll get you in touch with Brian Cherwick and get you some CDs coming over to your place. Coming up next is a group from Winnipeg called Paris to Kiev, and this is a tune from their most recent CD called Variations, their fourth CD, and you can find them at olesya.com or paristokiev.com, and of course spelled Kiev, K-Y-I-V. Here they are now, Paris to Kiev, with Variations on a Three-Note Dance.
Дядьку п'ятака! Я возьму вола за рога, та виведу за поріг, та викручу правий ріг. Та викручу правий ріг.
Honey, Linka.
And a very seasonal tune for you there. That was Yelenka, which means Christmas tree, and that's something that's going to be going up in a lot of houses across Canada and the Northern Hemisphere right about now and any time now between now and Christmas. And that the group that sang that song was the students from the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School of Montreal. It is from a CD that they recorded and that we received here at Nash Holos earlier this year called Usmichnesya Sonechko, The Smiling Sun, an ideal Christmas gift for adults and children alike. And you can get it from Yevshan, which is yevshan.com. Or failing that, you can contact me and I'll put you in touch with Vera, who conducted this group and can get a copy of that CD to you. And my email is producer@noshholos.com. Before them, you heard another Montreal group called Privit from their CD Zaklikanya, their second. And that number was Divchina Kupayetsya, Maiden in the Field. And again, you can email me and I'll get you in touch with Roman for a copy of that CD. And coming up next, a group from Saskatoon called the Listuka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra. And one of the members of this group went on to become very famous in Canadian Idol, and she's recently released a CD of Ukrainian roots folk songs. Her name is Teresa Sikirka, and we're just waiting on a copy of that CD, but here she is now with the rest of the group and a song from their CD Stepom called Rozprihajte Chlopci Koni, Unsaddle the Horses, Boys. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. another Winnipeg ensemble. That was the Tonnestrick Sisters. Well, actually, Charlene is in Montreal, originally from Winnipeg, and Rosemarie is still there. And you can find out about them at the Rosemarie's website, which is rosemarietonnestrick.com. And in Winnipeg, there is a wonderful little boutique on Selkirk Avenue called the Tonnestrick Sisters Ukrainian Boutique. And you can find this CD, which is simply called the Tonnestrick Sisters, as well as their wonderful Christmas CD and many other great things in that lovely boutique, or online at Rosemarie's website, which is rosemarietonnestrick.com. And she's released a great CD as well of jazz classics, and you can find out about that again from her website or at the Tonnestrick Sisters Ukrainian Boutique in Winnipeg on Selkirk Avenue. Coming up next is Edward Ivanko, known now as Father Edward Danilo Ivanko, the parish priest at Holy Door Mission Ukrainian Catholic Church in Richmond. And this is from a CD that is made from a vinyl recording several years ago when he was in showbiz. And he's got copies of these CDs, and he's also got copies of a lovely Christmas CD that he participated in when he was a seminarian in Ottawa a few years back. And you can get a hold of him through his website, which is fatheredward.com. Here he is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Hanzia.
Hanzia milaya, luka, Hanzia rika, Hanzia tyczka, Hanzia ciacia molodyczka. Jak na mene szcziro gane i jak stane szczimitaty, serce moje jak cwiliane, sam nie znaju, co dijany. Oj, skaży te babi i ludy, co zi mnoju teper bude. Hanzia duszka, Hanzia ljubka, Hanzia milaja, luka, Hanzia ryka, Hanzia ptyczka, Hanzia cacia molodyczka. Hanziu moja, Hanziu mila, czym ty mene napoila? Czy lubiską, czy czarami, czy słodkami słowami? Czy lubiską, czy czarami, czy słodkami? Hanzia ryba, Hanzia ptyczka, Hanzia ciacia molodyczka. Hanzia. Ciacia. Hanzia molodyczka.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. There is an aspect of any culture that is undeniably a part of it and is a carrier of that culture. The thing that I speak of here is language. One of the bills that the Verkhovna Rada, Ukraine's parliament, has on the table is a bill which would give the Russian language equal status and thus adopting an official policy of bilingualism in Ukraine. Being Canadian, I have a pretty good understanding just what it costs Canadians for the government to maintain a level of bilingualism on an official level. According to the Fraser Institute, a think tank, it's about 1.8 billion Canadian dollars annually. But in this case, it's not about the cost, it's about moments in history. Events and actions which did everything possible to eradicate the existence of the Ukrainian language. It all started on July 18, 1863 with something called the Valuyev Circular. The motivation for the release of this secret decree to the censorship committees of Kiev, St. Petersburg, and Moscow was the Tsarist government's fear of the aspirations of Ukrainians. One of the key statements of the circular was that, and I quote, "No separate little Russian language ever existed, doesn't exist, and couldn't exist." And it went on further to forbid the printing of books in Ukrainian. Little Russians is what Russians called Ukrainians. 13 years later, in the city of Bad Ems, on the banks of the Lahn River, Tsar Alexander II did some editing and signing of another decree that continued where the circular left off. It became known as the Decree of Ems, and as a result, a number of professors were fired from the Kyiv University, the printing of the Kyivsky Telegraph, a local paper, was forbidden, and Ukrainian associations were liquidated. The decree stood until 1905. Later, even after the revolution, and after killing millions, the goal of Moscow was to make the Ukrainian language one without prestige, a language of the villages and the peasants, and such an attitude continues to this day. In mid-November, at a conference in Kyiv, Russia's ambassador to Ukraine, Mikhail Zurabov, is quoted as saying, "I think that Russian language, inasmuch as it is a unique instrument, will be essential in the near future as a necessary condition for the modernization necessary to modernize the post-Soviet landscape." In 1989, a friend of mine, Edward Brach, wrote a song called "Give Us Back Our Language." What he sings about is still poignant now. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule was a snippet on the struggle of the Ukrainian language.
And a snippet indeed of a story about a long and ongoing struggle of the Ukrainian language to survive. And Vasil very kindly sent a clip of that song that he referred to, and it is by Edward Drach, who is a very prolific songwriter and composer. He's actually by trade a psychiatrist, but he is a very accomplished musician, playing very many instruments, including the guitar, 4, 6, 7, and 12 strings. I didn't even know there were 4 and 7 string guitars. The kobza, piano, old-style bandura, the hurdy-gurdy, mandolin, and banjo. Here he is now with Pidajte Mowu, Give Back Our Language.
На землі зростають, є у вітчизни і такі сини, котрими батьківщина не святая, святі їм тільки гроші і чини. Такі глаголить я слуга народу, але народу тим ти служиш, друг. Що нишком лишить мову края броду, народ свій обертаючи на слух. Такі загнали в села рідне слово, і там його вже тягнуться добить, щоб не забрати пам'ять в нас і мову, а їх не мають тільки лиш раби. Віддайте мову, не прохання, а наказ. Віддайте мову, нашу пам'ять і оплот. Віддайте мову, і не колись, а в цей же час мре мова, і ми щезнем, як народ. Нелегко було мову нас забрати, котра корінням батьківській землі. Сам хан Бати не зміг її стоптати, проте народу слуги все змогли. Вони зробили з мови непрестижну, зібравши з вузів шкіл і установ. Нас спонукали кожним днем і тижнем до зради найспівучішої з мов.
нам пиліть, розсипали потрохеньки, що ми в цій зраді майже рай знайшли. Прокиньтесь, козаченки, хмельниченки, поки ми спали, мову не звели. Віддайте мову, не прохання, а наказ. Віддайте мову, прорубайте в серці. Віддайте мову, і не колися в цей же час. Лиш мовою живий козацький рік. Хто ми для них прості аборигени, але в тім слові величезний зміст. Бо в землю повростали наші гени, це навіть крізь асфальт великих міст. Хазяїн хто, чиновничі конклави, чи ти абориген землі, це скаже ти, хоч власне не кривавий, але й не самий легкий з боїв. Ми в бою ще скажем своє слово про Чорнобиль, про Чернівці і Крим. Та головне відвоювати мову, у котрій глас народу крізь віти. Віддайте мову, не прохання, а наказ. Віддайте мову, прорувайте в серці лід. Віддайте мову, і не колися в цей же час. Лиш мовою живий козацький рід. Брати, на нас ви не дивіться скоса, за своє кровне піде у нас. Сьогодні в нас косою мову скосять, а завтра вже коситимуть у вас. Це буде кращий в світі братства прояв, коли у пісню ціляться слова. І стане брат за брата рідну мову, хор тисяча голосів заспіва. Віддайте мову, не прохання, а наказ. Віддайте мову, прорубайте в серці лід. Віддайте мову, і не колись, а в цей же час. Лиш мовою живий козацький рід. Віддайте мову, віддайте мову. Мовою живий козацький
Ha 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 ha
from Toronto, that was the Canadian Banduris Capella, and that is from their second CD called Harai Kobzar, You Play Kobzar. And they have their first CD also is great. It is simply self-titled. And you can contact them to get a copy of one or both of their CDs at their website, which is banduristy.com. And that's banduristy.com. And coming up, oh, that song, by the way, was Oy Vedno Solo, Hey, There's a Village. And up next is another banduris capella. This is the Taras Shevchenko Ukrainian Banduris Chorus, which is based in Detroit, but has members from all across North America, including many Canadians. And they also have a website where you can reach them. They've got quite a number of CDs out, including a fabulous Christmas CD. And you can reach them through their website, which is www.bandura.org. And here they are now from their European tour CD and a song called Yasene, the Ash Trees. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Я чула, що би не сварила, мама, ти не спала, усе чисто чула, та мене не сварила, сама така я була, та мене не сварила, сама.
That was Vancouver's very own Azealia from their CD Willowbridge, which is their second CD that they released. And it includes a couple of Christmas tunes on it. And you can contact Azealia through their website, which is azealia.com. And that is spelled Z-E-E-L-L-I-A. And for our American listeners, that'll be Z-E-E-L-L-I-A.com. Up next is the Playboy Band from Edmonton. And they have got about three CDs out. This is a fabulous polka band, one of the most popular in that area. And you can reach them through their website, which is theplayboyband.com, and get one or all of their CDs for your collection. Here they are now with a song from their wedding album CD, and Vasilia Zachanaya, The Wedding Is Beginning.
Зачинай рішення, рішення, а я собі запихаю, закопію жіє, а я собі запихаю, закопію жіє, а то нині субота, а завтра неділя, а я собі що збираю, їду на рішення, а я собі що збираю, їду на рішення. Дівчата приспіває собі ще жінити, а дівчата приспіває собі ще жінити. Молодий, молодой, плече моє кетчу, упіймав за підбок, я в одерсти нечу, упіймав за підбок, я в одерсти нечу. Татуня, якщо розгояли, молоді спинечу на собі заклали, молоді спинечу на собі заклали, а мамоні татуню того не думали, молодою з молодим додому нагнали, молодою з молодим додому нагнали. Thank you.
That was the Female Beat from Winnipeg, and they have just got a brand new CD out, so I'm breathlessly waiting for my copy of that CD. But this one that you just heard is from their most recent, which is Stepping Out with the Female Beat, that they released back on July 2006, and that number was Duffy's Polka. And up next is a brother-sister duo, also from Winnipeg, and they are Ann Pleskatch and Bill Sherbichuk. Bill happens to also play with the Ukrainian Old-Timers, so if you'd like to get a hold of them and get a copy of Bill and Ann's CDs, they've got three of them out, and you can just contact Bill through the Ukrainian Old-Timers, or again through me, producer@nashholis.com, and I'll connect you up. Here they are now from their CD called Vachir, which means evening, and a song called Zatsvela Lileya, The Blooming Lilies.
Bona pong e bala is moying e bantong. Bona pong e bala is moying e bantong.
Very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's spelled N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Хто зле думає, добре не зробить. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever thinks evil will not do good. And that's kind of a no-brainer, I think, for this week. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with one last tune. It'll be by the Ukrainian Old-Timers, also from Winnipeg, and they've got well over 20 CDs out. They're all polkas and foxtrots and waltzes and schottisses and all that kind of stuff. You can find out about them and order their CDs through their website, which is sunshinerecords.com. And we'll be wrapping up our program with a song very apropos to Ukrainian events, with all those pierogies and cabbage rolls that you can never stop eating. So the Ukrainian old-timers will be wrapping things up with the Heartburn Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.